to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. This weekend was so smooth and it went by so fast, I don't even know what happened. I'm like, what the? And then I found it difficult to believe that the day was Monday morning. And once again, I'm like, what the? Time won't give me time. But time make lovers feel like they got time. Isn't that amazing? Time make lovers feel like they got time. But time won't give me time. 888-775-3773. You can get involved. Two lines open, you want to jump in, they're filling up. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And good news. Amazing news. Get ready. Let's say that you're out and about. Let's say you're out smashing and grabbing. Let's say you're out buying fentanyl or selling fentanyl or trying to overcome fentanyl. Let's say that you're looking for love and you don't have time to sit to watch the show. What other, let's say you hate your children and your mother that don't want to be home with them because it's not, it doesn't feel good to your ego. So you're shipping them off, you're taking them off or getting them ready for the school bus to go to a public school, knowing that the public school is going to destroy them, but you don't care. You don't care, so you'll do it anyway. You can be listening to the show while you're doing all that. Or you're just simply working out. Or you're laying up at a beach or whatever. You could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Brand new biblical question. Brand new. It's like hot off the press. Brand new. It didn't occur to me until this morning at the office. Isn't that amazing? And then it occurred. Brand new biblical question. Listen up. Why is your life one collision after another? Why is your life one collision after another? You ever thought about that? You notice that? Well, my life is one collision after another. Why? Tell me why. Why must I wait until tonight? Why? So listen, it's Monday. And why I'm introducing Monday, my experts are coming in. I have a question for my experts. I did not ask them about this today or yesterday or anytime. And so it's going to be interesting to get their feedback on this. And I doubt if they spoke to each other about it. I doubt it. If they spoke to each other about it. But why I'm going to do this, they're going to be coming in. But in the meantime, it's Monday. And for those who might not be aware, we take on all call, but every Monday, and we take the ladies' call first on Monday as soon as they come in, because every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I would say so. All my life. So, before I get to your calls, and before I get to any news item, my experts are here. And yesterday, fellowship, I thought Thursday night meeting last week for the lady was, well, maybe that did top yesterday. But yesterday, fellowship, if you were not there, hopefully you had a chance to watch it live. At rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. You can podcast if you didn't catch it. But it was for seeking souls, believe me, the whole thing. And the people who partake of it, they were seeking. They were seeking. And so yesterday I asked a question about Diddy. D. Diddy? His name D. Diddy?
Just Diddy.
Huh?
It used to be Puff Daddy, then he turned to P. Diddy, and now it's just Diddy.
It's just Diddy.
Yeah.
I asked the question about Diddy.
Did he do it? No, I'm just playing.
Clever.
What did the people think about it, and did they judge him? And the feedback was amazing. And it was a very interesting discussion. I didn't know how it would go, but it was very interesting. So I have with me my experts to see what they thought about that discussion about Puff Diddy or P. Diddy or Diddy, whatever his name is, Diddy Diddy. And my experts are here. To my 4-4 life right is the American Anchor Baby.
Far right.
And the American Anchor Baby is the host of the American Anchor Baby show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And he's one of the experts here on my show, on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And then in the middle here is Joel Friday TV. He black.
Mending.
Men in relationships.
Yeah, all rock it.
All in the name of Jesus. He be preaching Jesus on there. Oh, my God. But anyway, and he one of the experts here, the Joel Fryton TV is Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And then to his far right and my far left, the guy with the good hair, Hake of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And all of these shows are amazing shows. I'm telling you, they sell me out. You don't want to miss either one of them. You have to sit in front of your radio all day long. I'll start with you, Jerry, since you all is about Jesus. So I mentioned yesterday that every human being is deity.
Yeah.
And that to judge him is worse than what he's done. I've been accused of.
Yeah.
And every human being is two hoops and a holler away from being diddy. I don't know if I said tube yesterday, but I mean it. What did you think about the discussion? Did you agree or disagree? And what did you get from it?
You know, I mean, I definitely agree. And I've definitely, I've had that understanding for a while of like, because I've experienced situations to where as soon as you judge, the next moment you can be right in the same situation or you've been in that situation, whatever. And I also learned over time to never, ever, ever say never, ever, ever. Because you don't know what you're capable of. And, you know, we don't have control. So at any point, we can be in that same situation. Believe a thought that leads to another thought and you're just lost in it. So.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did when you first heard about Danny, did you judge him in the situation?
No, because I didn't know all the information.
Right.
You know, and my thing is with the Diddy thing is that like if he hasn't done anything illegal, then people should mind the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, like let him go do whatever. He's suffering and he's suffering. But if he ain't did nothing illegal, he didn't break any laws, it's nobody's business to get involved. And if he broke laws, then what's in the dark will come to light. That's just how it works to me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How about you, Anchor Baby? Did you agree, disagree with discussion? Did you judge Diddy? What did you think about the discussion about Diddy yesterday?
Someone has to defend Diddy. Someone has to stand up for him. I stood up for him a little bit on Thursday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
On your show?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't say on Thursday what you said on Sunday, which is so true. I've done that and worse. Okay, wait, hold on. Everybody at home, calm down. Wait.
You've done what and
wait,
worse?
Wait.
What have you done?
Uh-oh.
No, I mean spiritually. I mean spiritually.
Muse mic.
You know, they say he coerced women to do the dirty things with him. And I personally think that's all, like, trumped up. Feminism stuff. They're saying that he coerced it. They wanted to be there, in my opinion. Unless it comes out that they weren't, then they were held by gunpoint or something.
Right. He put a gun to their head, put handcuff behind their hand, dragged them onto the airplane.
That comes out?
By their hair.
How do you coerce an adult?
Right.
You know what it says in the indictment? I read all 14 pages. It says these.
Whoa.
It says these.
He's like
women,
a lawyer.
Dang. It's only 14 pages.
You're like
pages?
A reporter.
It's only 14 pages.
You read all 14? Ain't no way, Joel. I read no 14 pages.
You know, one time you said to me, Nick, you have to be accurate, and it stuck.
Nice.
No,
but anyways.
Yeah, you should be.
It says it in the indictment that these women had careers. You know, it says that Diddy used their careers against them. Like, since when do sex trafficking victims have careers?
That's a good question.
But I've coerced women in more simpler ways, right? In the way that all men do. Anyway,
every human being is two hoops and a holler of coming dead. They already coming dead and they're just cheap and they can't afford to take it to that level yet.
I think they have the money.
Right.
I think you also made a good point yesterday about how you don't know what people would do when you're in that same position. Because when you have all this money and power, then you have more, it's more thrills. So if you could have this fantasy imaginative idea about a situation, but you have it in front of you to do, most people would just take it because they can never dream to have that type of fantasy be reality. So,
and just imagine, Diddy had, according to reports, he had the keys to New York. He was a get-out-of-voter representative or something for the Democratic Party. They really used him for whatever they wanted for. He had buku money, fame, and everything. What else you gonna do? No. What do you think about the discussion yesterday, Hank and Diddy? And did you judge him?
It was a perfect discussion yesterday in church with J.C. Lee Peterson. I liked how we covered almost everything.
Yeah.
People, there was the every view practically was represented in church yesterday.
Oh, good.
The guy talking about how there's been rumors about him going around forever, for a long time. And then there's another guy who said this is a public lynching of him.
Yeah.
And then there was the lady who refused to call him Diddy. She called him Sean Combs.
Nice.
Based lady mother.
Nice. Yeah.
Not my mother, but.
Oh, that's Sean Combs.
Yeah. And she took like sort of the woman's view and how the women are feeling like victims. So it was really nice. And I liked your questions were perfect. Did you judge him? And I was the one who judged the people judging him.
That was a
I
good
judged
point,
the bandwagoners. Yeah, because there's never ending judgment, no matter which side you take.
Right.
And so, and then everyone is that. Like, it's kind of like your point, you're no better than a child molester.
Yeah.
But I noticed on Twitter, because you posted on Twitter, X.
I did.
Yeah. Every human being is Twitter.
Well, now the
every human
the
being is Diddy. And people are like, no, the heck, I'm not. They didn't say heck. And what else did they say? They piled on. In the indictment, did it mention like children and like homosexual stuff and stuff like that?
It did? No, I don't remember.
I'm asking.
No,
because
I don't
people add
that.
On.
They were
on
no.
Twitter.
Yeah.
People
it was
like,
quite vague, in fact. The indictment, I mean, the parts that weren't vague were the allegations of prostitution and drugs.
Right.
Okay, those are crimes. But when it comes down to the sex stuff, it was just like, oh, they fulfilled his desires. I didn't know that was a crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I noticed that people add on and make up stuff, and then they'll say it like it's true.
Yeah.
And then they'll call you ignorant because there's people who are like, oh, he made pornography. And somebody's like, if that's all you think he did, then you're ignorant. And then they add it on like crazy stuff. And who knows, but like Joel said, who cares?
Right.
It's not our business. Even
let
if it was
that man
a,
live his own life.
Joel said if they didn't break any laws, but I go further than
even
that.
Even if he brought law, ain't my business.
Yeah, that's between the
lawyer.
The law and him.
And him, yeah.
Say.
And the bigger point I wanted to make is that it's the spirit that is driving Diddy and all those people involved in Diddy events. And then it's the same spirit involved in all of us until we start to overcome it. We're driven by something else in our imagination. It's not us. And everybody has that, so it's definitely subject to be Diddy.
Yeah.
And they already Diddy, they don't have as much money. They may have $1, they still Diddy.
There's still people are still on X. We're still stuck on comparing the actions. Oh, I didn't do that.
Right.
Oh, but I'm a sinner. They'll give like, they don't understand the depths of how evil the sin is. They still think the actions are worse.
Uh-uh.
What makes you worse?
It's the heart. When you're judging, you're worse than the person that you're judging. So all the judges of Diddy is and the people involved in Diddy stuff are worse than Diddy because they're judging him. And in that scripture we read, Christ does not judge the physical or something like that, right?
Yeah, Jesus in John 8:15, I think, said, you judge according to human standards or the flesh, and I do not judge.
And the reason he doesn't, because he knows it's not you that's doing it, so he's not judging you. He knows it's something, and that's what we have to get the understanding about it. It's not the people that's doing what they do. It's doing what you look like you're doing what you're doing.
Express yourself.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. No, yeah.
The judge is worse than the judgee.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, like, I really, really don't like when people get involved with other people's personal life.
Yeah.
Because that's exploitive to the person. And like you said, everybody is just dealing, everybody lost, deceived, can't see, blind.
Yeah.
And, but nobody's sitting here wanting to be exposed, yeah, right? And then now the whole world, they have to overcome this challenge of being judged by the world. And it's just messy.
Oh, a mess. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, Nick?
I agree. Judges worse than the judgee. And that is literally true, you know? That is, you don't need to read it between the lines. All the people judging, if they had money, would do worse than him. I don't know. I know this. I don't know why, but I guarantee it. And that's the reason they don't have money.
But they're already
the
doing
they don't have money
little,
so crazy.
They're doing little diddy things already. Well, like they're on the internet, but
yeah,
photography, looking at what you
pornography.
Pornography. Pornography.
Kept it clean.
Or and the woman's on the internet.
You kept it clean. You made it dirty.
Yeah.
And the woman's on the internet shaking her booty and showing her everything on the internet with no clothes on. They already doing little ditties.
Even the yeah. spirit.
That's yeah. all they can afford to do it right now, right? So it's still ditty. Yeah. Well, then it's been accused of. Go
even
ahead.
Even the accusatory spirit is a little devilish. Demons.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's nasty.
And they'll say, well, I'm not quite like Diddy because I'm on the internet, but I ain't got no big house and everybody there, but I don't want to party it up. And you don't have the money and fame yet. That's why. Yeah. So it's the spirit that I wanted people to understand, too, is what, have understanding, what's driving Diddy. It's the same spirit that's driving you in your imagination and emotion. Did that come across?
I was going to ask, what do you yeah. say to the people that think that we're defending Diddy right now?
I would say that everything
he did, no,
I would say that they're blind and can't see what yeah. we're saying. They just yeah. don't understand.
Because you're not saying that he's not evil. We're expanding to everybody's evil.
Right. I'm not saying he's right. evil or what he did was right or wrong or anything. I'm just saying look at what was driving yourself, and you're going to understand what's driving Diddy, and you won't judge him. Yeah. It's not like you're going to agree with it either.
Right.
You won't have an opinion about it, period. But it's just that you won't judge him. And that way you won't. Because when you judge the other, you really condemn yourself because yeah. you're already guilty. So
yeah.
I would just
yeah.
say they can't see.
Devil is judging, accusing.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing conversation yesterday. You can go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com/church and check it out. You got to see what's going on. Above all, get an understanding. Get an understanding. And everybody that judges Diddy, you got something going on in their own life. Really. You just ain't got enough money yet. I bet you if the mayor called you to New York and gave you the keys and made you, and then somebody else said, I want you to get out to vote, we're going to make you popular. You'd be so happy to do it and have women and men all the way around you. So let me ask Nick the biblical question, brand new one. Why is your life one collision after another one? They haven't had time to think about this biblical question either because I just brought it up this morning. I just realized it myself this morning, so I didn't talk to anyone about this either.
Because I'm not watching the road. I'm not watching the road, and I'm not watching the motivate. I can't see the motivations and agendas of the people I meet because I can't really see the agendas and motivations of myself. And these agendas and motivations have us colliding with each other, thinking we want love, thinking that we're getting love. And so we're just colliding because we can't see without what we're motivated by and the agenda we have with each other.
Amazing. Okay. Why is your life one collision after another, Joel?
I don't know. I have to really think about it more, but I don't know that my life is one collision after the next. But
Not after the next.
Oh, after another?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's entirely the case, but I will say when I do collide, you know, it's because I go unconscious or I'm in a thought and I kind of just ride that. But the thing is, the interesting thing is that I see that I am riding the wave, but I recognize that I am riding the wave. But sometimes I'll still go with the wave because it's fun.
Oh, collisions are fun sometimes. Amazing.
But I do see that it's all due to just believing a lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hank, why is your life one collision after another one?
I think it's because I am not attentive. Like I know that I'm wrong, but not that wrong, and then slam. Like, oh, I should have been paying it. I knew it, but I didn't know that it would be. I didn't know that it would culminate in like a collision. I thought I could just ignore it.
And why is that?
I don't exactly know. It could be not taking it that seriously. When I know that I'm a little wrong, when I know that I'm a little off, just letting myself be a little off.
Right.
It's either not quite serious or not aware or both. I don't know.
Nice. So in closing, folks, I want you to know this: the talk about Diddy is to show you or encourage you to look at yourself. Because the spirit that was driving Diddy and everybody at Diddy's events, no matter male or female, how young or old, the same spirit that was driving Diddy, it was driving them. They too thought they could get something from him. They wanted something from him, and they went because they thought they'd get something, whether it's just prestige or whatever, money or whatever, fame. And thank you, God, for responding to the biblical question. Hey, you're talking about what on the
head? You got it right.
Huh?
Who got it right?
I'll tell you on Sunday. I'll respond on Sunday.
That means it was me.
What are you dealing with today at 11 a.m.?
It's a surprise.
I mean, 9 a.m. Pacific time. 9 a.m. Pacific time.
I'll probably talk about the blacks like always.
And talk to Mark.
And the ladies, the women. That's cool. I haven't heard from Mark in a bit.
Hey, Mark. Mark mad at you?
Mark, my main man.
Is he mad at you?
He might be. We yelled at each other.
Do you treat Mark the same way you treat that black guy?
Joe.
From where?
Phoenix.
Yes, no, I do not. I treat people.
You treat a black guy better?
Maybe so, because he acts better.
The even black though he's better than the white?
Okay, so this is how it is. There's this communist snake, Joe from Phoenix, who really has ill will for you and me and everyone we know. And then there's Mark, who has the best intentions for me, wants to boost my ratings and all that stuff. But good intentions are hell. And so is Joe the Snake. But you don't treat people the same. I don't, anyway. I treat people based on how they are acting. So if Mark from Los Angeles is calling everybody low IQ at every chance that he can get, I'm like, come on, stop with the low IQ. They are. I'm like, stop it. I don't care. And he's like, okay, fine, click.
Oh, he hang up on you?
Yeah, he hung up on me. I didn't hang up on him.
Amazing. Y'all may not know what we're talking about. You got to tune in to the Hank Report. You'll see what I mean.
Nice.
It's a mess.
It is.
Every Monday, every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. If you have not heard it, you're a brand new listener, tune in to the Hank Report. Hey, you, Joel.
Well, I was going to talk about Diddy, but you're going to get all my answers out. But we'll see
now
what
you
happens.
You had to redo your whole show.
We'll see. Man,
at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV Black. And then, Nick, is that clock off again?
It might be.
Okay. Nick.
But I'm just going to, I have a couple things I want to deal with.
American Anchor, baby, at 4. Go ahead.
A couple things I want to deal with, but I want to talk about Bieber. You guys want to tune in what I want to say about him.
Based.
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Ooh. He got a baby now.
Young friend.
5 seconds.
He got a little baby.
Okay. Thank you. Let me hear it for the experience. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Back in a moment to your phone calls, bro. Back in a moment.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
Okay, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to check out Punchy TV at 2 p.m. today. I forgot to mention that. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Watch this. Brand new episode coming up today. Watch this.
It's different if a man cheats on a woman versus a woman cheating on a man. It's like disrespectful. A woman is supposed to respect her husband.
What good does it do? What good does all this talking do?
Are you advocating for being married or being in a relationship? Whatever happens, happens. It's no big deal.
People are dark. People are got problems.
So is that a pass? Would you say that's a pass for...
A pass for cheating? Don't put that in the video.
At 2 p.m., Punchy TV on YouTube and Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. today. So a busy day today. A very busy day today. Amazing. I just want to play you just the news items of what happened with Diddy, according to the news report. And some of you may know, Sean Diddy Combs denied bond again in sex trafficking racketeering case. A racketeering case. WPLG, Sean Diddy Combs was denied bail by a second judge on Wednesday, ruling after the hip-hop star and music mogul pleaded not guilty to charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transporting individuals for prostitution in federal court. Watch this from WPLG.
Sean P. Diddy Combs back in court Wednesday, denied bail for a second time. Diddy and his legal team offering up home detention with his close to $50 million Miami mansion as collateral wasn't enough to convince a judge to let him out of jail to await trial. It comes following a sweeping, scathing federal indictment against P. Diddy Combs, accusing him of running a criminal sex enterprise leading to his arrest. Months ago, we showed you federal raids on his homes in L.A. and Miami by the Department of Homeland Security. The 14-page document lays out agents seize guns, ammo, and supplies, including 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant for what prosecutors say were drug-fueled sex parties, or what Diddy called freak-offs.
The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics, such as ketamine, ecstasy, and GHB, which Combs distributed to the victims to keep them obedient and compliant.
Amazing. Why can't you look at that report about what Sean is dealing with, Diddy is dealing with, and not judge it? What's wrong with your mind that you got to have an opinion about it, rather right or wrong, and you weren't even there? And how about your life? Do you have an opinion about your life if it's right or wrong? Can't you just look at it without an opinion. Because you just listened to a report. And Diddy is accused of abusing and exploiting women. How come women always say they've been exploited when they're up there partying up and having a good time too? Watch this.
Diddy is accused of abusing and exploiting women and others for years. The number of victims is unclear. He was at the center of multiple civil suits. One claims Diddy's $48 million Star Island pad hosted sex parties with sex workers, alleging women were sometimes recruited from the booby trap on the river. The 54-year-old music mogul was denied bond after his arrest in New York City. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, among other charges. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison.
Amazing. So we'll see what happens. We wish him well. And take a look at your own life and don't judge. You can watch the story. It doesn't mean you're accepting it or denying it. You're just listening to it without an opinion. But your mind won't let you not have an opinion. Because you don't see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you're driven by the same spirit. That's why God said we all must be born again. Every human being on earth is two hoops and a holler from becoming Diddy. As they are Jeffrey Dahmer and anyone else. Let's see here.
May I?
Yeah.
The UN, I was saying this on Thursday, you might be interested to know this. They reported that sex trafficking around the world is run by women just as much as men. They're just as involved, and in some countries, they run sex trafficking.
Of course.
And this is an old ancient thing. That the women would run the brothels. They work in cahoots with the men to get these people.
Yeah.
And that's if the worst allegations of Diddy are true. It's my opinion that these people were there on their own accord.
Women know how to use their body to make money. They know what to do. So I'm not surprised. I wasn't aware of that. You got that from where?
That's from a report from the United Nations.
Amazing.
Yep.
All right, folks. So that last soundbite was from WPLG on a Diddy situation. Wake up. See what's going on with you. And I promise you, if you see what's going on with you, you would never judge again. And that's where you want to be. You don't want to be a judger. You're not God. Because when you judge, you're judging yourself and don't even realize it. You are judging you. Why are you judging someone else? You're burning on the inside. You're judging. You're in hell. 888-7753-773. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to Luke, our first time call out of Arizona. Luke, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I've been kind of going through it lately. You know, my wife, you know, she's been the devil and giving me a hard time at work. And we got married back in August, and so... You know, it was a quick wham, bam, thank you, ma'am wedding because I thought it was the right thing to do. Didn't want a whole kind of long, drawn-out thing. So made the decision to get married quickly, and it's just been kind of problems from there. And she's given me problems kind of throughout the relationship, and I try to be strong. And so I've been kind of going through being reborn and kind of doing the right thing. So I haven't been catering to her as much as I used to, and she can't really take it. You know, she has a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, and her ego's just inflated. So she hasn't really taken it too well, so she's left and wants me to sign the divorce papers. And so I've been doing all the right things, I think. You know, doing the silent prayer. I try to forgive my father, and... next on the list is forgiving my mother. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm on the right path and then also the right way to forgive my mother and my father, because I think my situation is a little bit different. My father, I think he has the spirit of the woman inside him. So he was kind of controlling to me. And so, you know, he was more like the woman, and my mom left me when I was like 4. So So I think I need to forgive my mom for not protecting me from him, because he kind of made me into like a wife and had me do like all the chores and wanted to check up on me. And basically he kind of has the spirit of the woman. So I just wanted to make sure I'm on the right path and I'm doing the right things, and maybe have some of your insight on how I should forgive my father and my mother, kind of based on all that.
And so your question is what?
So am I on the right path? And in what way should I forgive my mother? Because I think my situation is a little bit different than the normal ones where, you know, it's more so the mom imposing the will rather than the dad. The dad rather than the mom.
When you say with your wife you're trying to do the right thing, what's the right thing?
So, you know, she would call me from work and have, like, her anxiety was through the roof and wanted me to come home and help her out with these different things. And I try to explain, you know, to be strong and overcome. And, you know, I'd get there when I'd get there. And so, she basically doesn't think I'm loving her the same. I'm not catering to her emotions the same.
So she's feeling that way because you would not leave work and go home and cater to her?
Correct. Or just talk to her, you know, endlessly at night, trying to figure out her feelings. And when I just wanted to go to bed, because I work a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm a doctor. So it's just been.
Do you have children with her?
No.
Oh, no kids?
No kids.
Good.
Plans for kids, but no kids. No.
Why did you marry her?
Because she didn't really have, you know, a big past, you know, with other guys. You know, she's kind of innocent, I guess, in that sense. And, you know, she was voting for the Great White Hope, kind of had the same mindset as I did as far as like politics and outlook on life. So, and she, you know, I could tell her what to do. Like, she would obey me for the most part. Like, she would do, you know, the chores around the house, like laundry. However, she does have a job and she is an educated woman working from home. And she kind of blamed that for like little things that she couldn't get done around the house. But I thought, you know, eventually she would quit her job and, you know, focus more on family and the house and chores and stuff like that.
And so none of those reasons were the right reason to marry her. And why did you think those were reasons to marry her?
I think I was looking towards the future more than the present.
What future? Where is the future?
The future. Yeah, the one that doesn't exist. But
so
you know,
where
I thought
is
we
the
could
future
get to
that? Where is the future that you were looking toward?
It's not here.
So how could you look for a future that doesn't exist, and you can never find one because it doesn't exist? Why were you looking to the future and you end up married the wrong woman?
Because I got little glimpses here and there, so I thought, you know, I made the mistake of thinking, you know, getting married would ease some of her anxieties and she'd be able to focus more on the good stuff rather than the bad stuff.
And when you say you got glimpses of the future, what were the glimpses of the future?
Just like there have been times when I come home and there was like food prepared and all the laundry was done, stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, if this is going to be our future, then, you know, I like this.
So you listen to a lie in your head.
Yeah, and I realize that now.
And so are you going to let her go or are you going to fight to keep her?
Well, I think I should let her go because I was watching some of your videos yesterday and, you know, she does have the right to leave because, yeah, I guess I have changed. I wasn't honest with her at first. You know, I wasn't my true self with her. And so when I'm not catering to her the same, you know, she has the right to leave. And
so
I guess I have the right to say goodbye.
She's upset that you don't cater to her anymore because you're waking up.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not kind of catering to her emotions. Like, you know, she'll wake up and have all these worries about us or before bed. And I don't really want to talk about them the same because it just makes me, you know, I don't know. It just takes too much time and energy, really.
Because you're not supposed to try to make a marriage work. You're not supposed to try to make any relationship work at all. Either it works by itself without your effort, or it doesn't work, which it means that it's not meant to be.
Yeah.
If you got to put effort in a relationship, it's not meant to be. Whether it's a family ship, friendship, father, son, daughter, I mean, father and mother relationship or whatever. You're not supposed to try to make anything work. It should work naturally if it's meant to be. If it's from God.
I realize that.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And so you forgive your father because your father is just like you. You ended up blindly with a woman thinking that things are going to work out. He did the same thing with your mother, and you're repeating what he has done in his own life. So you understand that you wasn't able to see, and it will cause you to realize that your father can see, and you forgive him so God can forgive you. And likewise with your mother. Your mother's as mm-hmm. guilty as your father. She left you.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive her for not having the love to stay there as well. She couldn't help herself. Both their parents have screwed them up as well.
Yeah, my dad's made the cardinal sins of, well, he got married, you know, three times. One with, you know, single mother with two kids.
Amazing.
yeah, so I see but that
if,
now.
If you don't forgive him, you're going to end up doing the same thing or even worse.
Yeah, you know, I did forgive him, but I didn't realize, you know, what I was really forgiving. And I think it was more catering to my ego rather than actually forgiving and not judging.
Yeah.
So I think I need to redo that one.
Yeah, just realize that your father, the same spirit that's driving you with this crazy woman you got and thinking there's a future and thinking somehow or another it's going to work, knowing that it's not going to work, but you think you can make it work, it's the same thing your father, the same spirits of your father and your mother. And that's why you forgive them so God can change your heart, take those spirits away from you. And if you do get married, you won't marry the wrong woman, nor will you or your wife pass it on to your children, and a new generation will start.
Yeah, and that's what I was afraid of, because I realized, you know, when that evil comes out, you know, it's bad. So I didn't want that for my kids. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think it's the right thing to say goodbye. So,
is her name on your bank account or anything?
Luckily, no.
Oh, good. Because that you're going to break up with her or you're going to accept her wish to leave, she's going to rip you off if she had access to your finance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So no credit cards or anything with her name, right?
No, just some furniture we got for the house, but I think she can have all that. I don't really need it.
Yeah, she can.
More girly furniture anyways.
So are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. I've been doing it more consistently the last few days, and I've been doing it periodically before that. So, yes, I am.
Well, stay with it and watch those thoughts and just realize the same spirit that's driving you to make the wrong decisions about the woman you got and other decisions, looking to the future of the past, it's the same spirit that's in every human being on earth. No one is different than that. But only a few will work on themselves to overcome. So forgive your father, whether he accepted or admit he did wrong or not. Same thing with your mother. And just go and live your life. And stay present. Stay out of thoughts. Stay out of your imagination. All thoughts are lies, except practical thoughts. Go to work, be a good doctor, and blah, blah, blah. But and let life happen. Only seek what's right, the truth. And let God, if it meant for you to be married, let God add a woman to you and not one that you think you want or any of that. It'll happen naturally if it's meant to be.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
So stay with the prayer, forgive your mother and father, and just stay present. You'll see your life will become amazing. If that woman want to leave, you let her go. Don't fight with her. Don't argue with her. Just say goodbye. And if she wanted a divorce, let her do the divorce, and you'll be fine. She got to pay the price for divorcing, not you.
Yeah. Yeah, she's already done that, and she gave me an ultimatum yesterday. She's like, if you don't come home in the next 30 minutes, then I'm leaving. And I was like, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Nice. And when she said, I'm leaving, I said, okay, goodbye. Have fun.
Yeah.
And then, so do you own the house or she owned the house?
So we're not in a house. We're in an apartment. So that makes it easy.
Nice.
She just has to get off the lease.
I'm sorry?
She just has to get off the lease.
Oh, nice. Good, man. I wish you well, but stay present. Don't look to the past or the future. You only deal with what's happening right now because that's all that exists. Everything else is an illusion. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't exist anymore. Tomorrow doesn't exist. It'll take care of itself. And you just practice living in the present. I'm telling you, you will have an amazing life.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it.
I wish you well, Luke.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Vince, out of Pennsylvania. Vince, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
So I had a couple of questions. The first, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for coming into my life when I was ready.
Nice.
You know, I really appreciate you, sir.
You're welcome.
So I want to know when you might be doing some man on the street content again, because that stuff is gold, my friend.
Amazing. You know, we've been discussing that, especially with my Father State producer. So hopefully we got something coming up soon. One of the things that I hope to do is, because I'm just so busy, man, I'm just like Mama Mia, Ola. I wanted to train or hire a guy to go out on the street for me. I would do it with him and show him what to do and stuff and just kind of get someone to do it for me. But I'm definitely going back out soon. We definitely been discussing that.
Awesome. And then maybe, I don't know, could I take a stab at your Bible question this week, please?
Why is your life one collision after another?
I think these things are meant to kind of awaken us and teach us. At least from my experience, some of my worst failures or mistakes, whatever you want to call them, have been followed by some of the best moments of my life. So, you know, I just wonder if that might be the case.
And I'm sorry, repeat that.
I was just kind of saying that, you know, failures or mistakes or whatever you want to call them, I think that they're meant to wake us up and to teach us. And that, you know, I've usually learned from a lot of my mistakes and had some of the better moments of my life follow some of the worst moments of my life.
And have you learned from your mistakes?
I like to think so.
Have you?
Yes.
And did you repeat them?
No.
So you've learned from them and you've not repeated any of them?
I wouldn't say any of them. No, I can't say it's black and white.
Yeah. Amazing. I want to respond, Vince, so badly, but I got to wait.
I respect that. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling, Vince. I appreciate it. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. A quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Amazing that 1 hour just gone like that. Back in a moment, folks. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Oh.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Female Monday. It is September 23rd, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Ladies, it is Female Monday. You can call in, although the lines are full. But first, fake news, not fake news. It's a beautiful, slightly foggy morning here in Los Angeles. Happy fall. Happy autumn to you all. First day of autumn or fall. And it's lowercase. It's not capitalized. The seasons are not with capital letters, by the way. First day of fall was yesterday, Sunday, according to the astronomical calendar. Meteorologically, the fall started September 1st, so it's easier to remember. But anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, asks, paper or plastic? That question will no longer be a choice. Not anti-choice, California. No choices at grocery store checkout lines because California beta governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law on Sunday. On Sunday. That bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. That's terrible news. It's evil. Get me out of here. No, I guess I'll just have to suffer with the paper bags. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network CNN also reports on our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. I remember the days when paper bags were like, oh, save a tree, get plastic. Now they say, oh, save the landfills, get paper. What the heck? Anyway, and it's probably because of the litter bug immigrants, because the white people don't litter. Anyway. Some whites litter, but they're littering and it goes out into the ocean and little animals get stuck. Anyway, this is not the Hake Report. This is Hake News. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, says he doesn't see himself running again in 2028 if he is unsuccessful in November. Quote, I don't see that at all, Trump said in an interview with Cheryl Atkinson. Based Cheryl, S-H-A-R-Y-L, Atkisson, A-T-T-K-I-S-S-O-N. She's based. She's better than most. I think she was former CBS, but she's a pretty good reporter, gal. Trump would be 82 election day in 2028. Meanwhile, evil vice president, so-called, cackling Kamala Harris, accepted CNN's debate invitation for October 23rd. October 23rd, challenging Trump to another showdown. No challenge. Our greatest president argued it was too late to have more debates because Americans have already begun casting their early ballots, early voting, which Trump is not for, but they're already doing it. So what's the point? This comes as Trump remains locked in what CNN senior political data reporter Harry Enten described Sunday as the closest presidential race since Democrat JFK's narrow win over Vice President Richard Nixon. Based Nixon. What a mess. And lame-o JFK. I don't know. Middle East. Peace in the Middle East. Israel is conducting extensive strikes on Hezbollah targets in beautiful Lebanon. The Israeli military said that today, following a weekend that saw the two sides exchanging the most intense fire since the war in Gaza began. Israel has urged civilians to leave areas in which Hezbollah operates, warning that they would soon engage in precision strikes against the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah across Lebanon. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, don't get nervous, Bibi haters, is considering a plan to force all Palestinians out of northern Gaza to lay siege to Hamas and force the release of the hostages. The plan doesn't say when civilians would be allowed to return. Probably doesn't say if they'll be allowed to return either. Am I right? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a brand new doozy. Another doozy. And again, it's only for those men and women who are willing to work on themselves to overcome, working on their lives. It's not for everyone. If you don't want to work on it, you have a right not to work on your own life. And I have no right to judge you about it, to be angry, to not even care one iota, and I don't. 10. So, but it's for those who want to be free from the bondage of their own hell, their misery, their fears, their loneliness, their doubts, and their worries, and their judgmental mints, and their whatever, suicidal thoughts, and emotional ups and downs, and insanity. You can overcome. And so these questions are so you to examine yourself. This week, biblical question is a doozy. Why is your life one collision after another? Isn't that an amazing question? Why is your life one collision after another? How do those buildings relate to collision life?
I think maybe the cars.
Oh, I just saw one car.
And the rain.
It makes sense.
And maybe the rain and the gray stuff. It's like, oh, another collision.
I got it. Oh, perfect. And then the rain came. Amazing. If you're busy and about doing what you're doing, you can listen to the show no matter where you are in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. And you can podcast later by calling the listen line if you want to listen to it while you're working. I don't matter what you're doing. Beating your husband. Doing some sex trafficking, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out louder, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and bond JLP talk. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I got a text from a good friend of mine. I was trying to read it. But I'm black and I'm so slow at reading. Oh. Hake said that white people don't litter. Hake said that white people don't litter. And then he said that most white people do not litter. I see it with my own eyes that white guys are the ones who do not wash their hands after going to the bathroom, including going number two.
What does that have to do with littering?
And they throw their pee bottle on the side of the road. My friend is a truck driver. Nice. They throw their pee bottle on the side of the road. I almost reported one guy who threw his big white trash bag out of the window in a traffic jam.
We see...
And you say?
We see the world going to HE double toothpicks, and so we just give up. Ah, what the heck? What the heck? And you're liable to get your hands dirtier, quote-unquote washing your hands in those public restrooms. Better off not touching any of that stuff.
Not touching what stuff?
The faucet.
Oh.
The air blow dryer thing.
So we.
Now, I'm not saying that I don't wash. I wash my hands.
So you're saying that to my friend that when you say we see the hell going, meaning white people see the hell going.
Yeah, we whites who may or may not litter our bottles and trash bags on the road only because we see the decay and the decline, so we just give up. It's kind of like you say, you know, with affirmative action. Quality has gone down.
Yeah.
Even the white quality has gone down because we see all the trash that's allowed, so we just become trash ourselves. It's not right, but it's what happens. It's evil human nature, I guess.
So you're responding to my friend like that.
Yeah, and then I say, just because you see those people, those truckers, your fellow truckers, the whites, bottom of the barrel whites. Nah, shout out.
Shout out to the truckers.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
No, we have a whole bunch of truckers listening to the show.
I know. I never knew that there were...
playing truckers.
I never knew there were black truckers until I was producer for the JLP show.
Yeah, black truckers everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially men. And some black women get into it too, but especially black men.
Yeah.
It got money in it. You can become your own business person, all kinds of stuff.
I was blaming the immigrants for littering in California and Los Angeles because that's a big part of the reason that they're getting rid of plastic bags. Governor Newsom of California signed a law saying no more plastic bags in grocery stores.
But they signed a law saying plastic bags.
I know. Before paper, you weren't supposed to waste paper. Oh, save a tree. Don't get paper bags. But now they're getting rid of plastic bags because of the microplastics getting into the ocean or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Because of litter.
So my friend said, I'm afraid to shake Hate's hands now.
Because I defended the non-hand washers in those public trucker restrooms.
Nick is saying, Hate is right. There's that third world littering.
Yeah, remember the Brazil Olympics or something like that? It was out of control. It was a mess in Brazil. Rio de Janeiro Olympics. there was so much litter in the everywhere, yeah. and especially in the ocean there, in that area. It was ridiculous.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's do some super chats and then the phone calls.
Okay.
Super chat. Super chats.
A missed super chat from punchy.tv.
Nice.
From Friday. J-A-Y-Z-E-E says, caller was wrong about the original artist of Rhythm of the Falling Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what life should be. The only girl I care about is gone away to start a brand new two-step. To make a brand new start. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Pitter patter. What was the problem?
It wasn't Ricky Nelson. It was the Cascades, the original artist.
I didn't know that until we discussed this last week. And then what I thought about, I think I remember seeing that group at some point. Mm-hmm. Somewhere, but the first time I heard the song was from Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
He was on Ozzy and Harriet's show. He was the son on it, one of the sons. And he was a musician. He sang that song, played the guitar, I believe, and sang that song. It was a powerful song.
Yeah.
A nice song.
But we didn't make a claim as to who was the original artist.
Right.
We just said who it's by. Who was in Jesse's mind.
Right.
So we guessed wrong as to who was in Jesse's mind. It wasn't the Cascades. It was Ricky Nelson.
Right. It was Ricky Nelson in my mind, not the Cascade, but apparently this Cascade made it.
Yeah.
It's the original writer and producer of that song. Thank you for that, though. I appreciate it. But I never heard anybody but Ricky Nelson that I can remember.
Nice.
Okay.
Sion C bought a couple of coffees. Thank you, Sion. She says, Jesse. The white people only protect their money and live, or lives maybe. They don't care about or love their country, only their assets. Not saying all.
Not all, not all, not all. But why do you say the whites don't love their country, Sion? You may be onto something, but why do you say they don't love their country?
These blacks really going after the whites today. These black friends of JLP. JLP's black trucker friend, Sion.
Sion. Why do you say that the whites don't love their country? I have some in my head that I think you may be saying, but I don't want to put things in your mouth, words in your mouth. Also, how's your little love? Don't you have a new love? How is you and your little new love going? Thank you, Sion. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Sion. Jack, three coffees. Hi, Jesse. I got a question. Ask.
Ask.
Haha. I'm considering changing careers. And I'm not sure if it is the devil playing with me or if it is a practical thought from God. Not sure if I should take my trade to the next level or switch to another trade. Thanks, Jesse. Rock on, JLP crew. Devil horns emoji and some type of satisfied smile emoji that I disavow the devil horns.
Amazing. I wish you well with that. So they didn't ask me a question about it, right? They just said that's what they're dealing with.
Yeah, he's just not sure right. Which way he should take.
I wish you well. When you don't, you didn't ask my advice, but I'm just telling you, when you don't know what to do, continue what you're doing until you see clearly what to do. But you make that decision about your job and your career. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay.
Sick off society with a couple of rumble rants yesterday during church.
You did the devil sigh?
Yeah.
Let me see your devil sigh. Oh, that's the devil sigh? Oh, sure, yeah.
Double devils. Terrible.
Amazing.
Cancel these gestures in the name of Jesus.
Amazing.
Sick off society on Rumble.
Did you read Jack?
Yeah, that was Jack. Jack gave those. He's the one confused about which way to go.
Oh, okay. Career. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah.
Sick off society, Rumble rants from church. I cannot write these words on YouTube. And he says, interrogation of Trump Doral shooter Jonathan Odie, Real World Police. 6 years ago, speaking off Diddy's freak-offs and the aims at assassinating Trump. Scared emoji. Shocked emoji. Thank you, Sick Off Society.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
He also says, Earth is a school which teaches us all the reasons evil stinks. But he didn't say stinks. He said sucks. And he gave a scream emoji. Thank you, Sick Off Society.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
On IG, a couple of IG messages. We're live on Rebuilding the Man Instagram on during church. Did you know?
Hey, Instagram.
Mr. Pringles says, appreciate Jesse's message. Trust God's light to lead the way, all thoughts, all lies, all the time.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what, you stay with it. Amazing.
LV Desert Bloom, the best church on this side of heaven. I've learned so much about myself. Heart and thanks.
Now, it was amazing yesterday. And it's amazing every Sunday. And sometimes it just blows my mind. RebuildingTheMan.com/fellowship. If you were not there, I mean, RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Maybe I should RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
In case you were not there yesterday. Amazing. Thank you.
Piotr, Five Coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Thumbs up emoji.
Nice.
Caesar, 14 coffees. Very generous. This is my bond donation, he says.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
If you want to do tax-deductible donations, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate.
Yeah.
Or call the bond office.
It's 501c1 thing.
501c3
thing. Yeah. It's tax-deductible. So check it out. You could definitely do it there.
1-800-411-BOND.
Yeah.
2663. Thank you, Cesar.
Thank you.
Caesar. Pepperoni on Rumble says, JLP Church is way better than the weekly show. First time at JLP Church. I love the show. Also, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, have you ever had sleep paralysis? I recently experienced it. I've never felt more fear in my entire life. I know for a fact it was the devil. Thank the Lord he woke me up.
Amazing. Good. What's sleep paralysis?
I heard that that's when you wake up, sort of, and you can't move.
Oh.
There's like a devil or a demon on you is how they sometimes imagine it. Oh. You can barely breathe.
Okay. I've had this experience where it felt like someone was holding me down in the bed, like a dark spirit. But I never had sleep because as soon as the devil left, I went right back to sleep.
Nice.
Thank you, Pepperoni. I don't even know if I woke up. But no, I never had that I'm aware of. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Pepperoni.
Yeah.
I mean, someone. Richard with a Cash App. Ricky Lee, no message. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Adler. Adorvilus. Also a Cash App. Thank you.
Thank you.
And no message. Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Soul Conscious 5. Jesse, church was amazing. Evil people judge because they are not working on self. Thank you.
That is so true. 99.9% of the people don't see how evil they are. They don't see that they judge because they feel good. The thrill of judging feel good to them. And it makes them feel that whatever they're into or trauma they're caught up in is a little better than the people that they're judging. They don't realize they are worse than the people that they're judging. Isn't that amazing? They are evil. Thank you. Stay with it.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. Leo, 3 coffees. Jesse, quick question. What's blacker, you or midnight?
What?
What's blacker, you or midnight?
Me.
Dang.
Look at I'm black at the ace of space. Black and beautiful. No black people say that. Black and beautiful.
Right.
And black and proud. Say it loud. I'm black and proud. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Key bought a coffee. The most concerning thing about Diddy is not his sexual relationships with sex workers, but how he sexually exploits young artists, Bieber, Usher, many, many more, says The Key. I'm not saying that. After Diddy ripped... What the heck? I can't read this, The Key.
Was she there? Is it a man or woman?
Based on this gossip, it might be a woman.
Was she
Shout
there?
Out The Key.
Was she there or something?
I don't know. Anyway, these are the victims that should come forward with the capital T truth. You have me lightheaded, the key.
What? Nah. Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Okay. Also on Buy Me a Coffee, a few more. Over on, actually on YouTube, Soren says, hello, Jesse. I'm a 27-year-old male with, and never had a girlfriend, never will probably. I just play video games and watch schmorn porn and go to work. I can't find anything else to do, to be honest.
Oh, mess. You need to overcome your anger so you can see. I wish you well. Drop the anger for gear. And then you start to see how to live. It'll guide you. Thank you.
On Rumble, Urinal Chill says he's a monthly supporter.
You got to know how to rumble.
Morning, fellow Jew lovers. Sorry I'm late. I know you missed me.
I love the Jews.
Me too. If I love anyone. Canadian David says maybe Diddy was going to endorse Trump and they attacked.
You don't know what the world is up to. That's for sure. Thank you. With Kohlberg Art there yesterday at the meeting.
Yeah.
I thought I saw Kohlberg Art.
Indeed you did.
Hey, Kohlberg Art. He was at the fellowship yesterday. Amazing. Well, go ahead.
Terry bought a coffee answering the biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
Life is collision after collision because I'm a bad driver. That's why we got to let Jesus take the wheel, laughing face with tears coming out.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Nice. I want to stop there and come back to it.
We'll get to the rest later.
Yeah, let me go to the phone calls here. Let me go to Dwayne out of Georgia. Dwayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
See, how you doing?
All is well, Dwayne.
Good, good. So lately I've been doing the silent prayer, how you said to do it, and kind of my way of doing it, how I like figured out my own way of doing it throughout the day, like all the time kind of.
Yes.
And I've been noticing that whenever, like throughout the day, I've been taking inventory with like an hour out of the day or small buckets throughout the day, I have like these mental attacks to where random thoughts to come up about stuff that I don't even, I mean, obviously I remember because the thoughts are coming up, but like stuff that I haven't thought about in years.
Yep.
And like, it's like these thoughts are like whatever's influencing me to have these thoughts just wants me to be angry or be pissed off or feel some type of way.
Yep.
About these thoughts, have like an emotional reaction towards these thoughts coming up. And I feel like it's been stronger than before. And I'm wondering, I want to ask you, why am I having these, like, thought attacks? And what can I... I've been like, trying to not control it, but to just not have be indifferent to the thoughts. But it's like I succeed in doing, being detached and not having any emotional reaction to my thoughts, the more powerful these attacks get.
And so your question is what?
How I that from happening, or will it stop, or will it just continue to happen?
Number one, the devil loves reminding human beings of the past or the future because that's all he has to work with. So he wants you to stay in time, past or future, because God is not in time with you, only the devil. And then number two is when those thoughts come up, now you are paying attention because you've been always having those thoughts. It's just you were not aware of it because you were living in them. And now that you're aware of all these thoughts of so-called past and future, all you have to do is to be aware of that. Don't call them you. Don't run away from them by trying to escape them. You relax. If you get caught up and you have emotions that come with it, pain or whatever, you relax in the pain. Do nothing about the pain, but relax in it. And the truth, the Father, God will save you from it. That's what he's trying to do, is to save us from our not-self or non-self, the thoughts and feelings. So let him take them away from you. And then they will be gone forever. You never have to deal with them again.
Right, because prior to this week, because it's been like a week and a half, I've been really hard on myself. I had a bad nail biting habit, like a bad nail biting habit since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I, like, all of a sudden, I just stopped. Like, I don't even have the desire to do it anymore. It's kind of crazy the benefits that you get from just, or how much just falling victim to your thoughts will do to you.
Yes, absolutely. And what all you need to do now, I'm telling you, there's nothing else required. You say with a silent prayer, stay present, and watch. And God will take away all of the imagination, and he will give you a clear mind, because there are spirits that made a home in your thought and emotion, and they'll be taken, especially thoughts, because you can't have the emotion unless you have the thought, and they will be taken away from you, and you'll be a free man. So just watch them, just, and I don't care how painful they get at times, because they're going to scream at you, they're going to yell at you, they're going to tell you, this is not working, where is God, when will you be free? I thought, they're going to say things like, I thought it would be over soon, all kind of stuff, and it's going to sound like you're talking, but you're not, it's not you. You just be the watcher of them, and do not, don't do anything about it. Just watch it.
Okay, one more question. Where do you say thoughts come from?
And don't worry about when it will end, because that's what the devil wants you to do. When will this be over? Because he wants you to get tired and give up. He wants you to go back to hell. And what was your other question?
My question was, where do you think that these thoughts come from?
Straight out of hell, by way of the imagination.
Okay.
And they are all evil. The so-called good ones that make you feel good and the ones that make you feel bad are both evil. They build you up and you think, oh, I made it. I'm doing good. Or whatever. I'm happy, right? And then as soon as you're feeling that way, they give you another, bring you down. And now you're depressed or you're worried or you're afraid or you're lonely or you're suicidal or whatever. And then when you're down, they give you another. And after a while, you want to jump off a bridge somewhere.
Okay.
They are all evil. They are not from God, and they are not from you.
Jesse, how do I, whenever I come visit California, do I just Google the church and pull up, or do I have to call and have a reservation?
No, you don't need a reservation. Just come on to the fellowship. Doors are open to all. And you go to rebuildingaman.com for more information.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it, man. Stay with it. And don't worry about how long it takes or how painful it is and blah, blah, blah. You stay with it. The truth is with you, and the truth will save you from the darkness.
Yes, sir. I can tell. It's definitely helped already.
Stay with it.
Have a blessed day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Really. Only a few is going to get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Some will get on and get off. Some will get on and fall to the wayside when they get rough. Some will get on and they'll be seduced away from it by their so-called friends. Only a few will get on the straight and narrow and stay there, because it's a rough road to ride. Travel. If you think it's you. Really. It's only rough because you think it's really you. You think you're your thoughts and your feelings. You're your body. And that's why I'm rough. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the calls. 888-7753-773. You are not your thoughts. You are not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your mom or your dad or you're this or you're that. You're none of those things. You have forgotten who you are. You have amnesia because you've been traumatized and you don't realize it. Back in a moment. Quick break. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Sometimes life can be tough, and you feel like you just had enough.
When you think be sure to support our sponsors, folks. We had a brand new sponsor this morning that we played in the first hour. Support our sponsors, all right? And if you want to advertise on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, contact the office, rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. Also, for personal shout-outs, and I do them myself, personal shout-out, birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragements, whatever occasion is, go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Support us on social media. We are on JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Cozy. C-O-Z-Y. Let me go to Presley out of North Carolina. Presley, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Presley?
Peterson?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having me today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I'm hoping you can give me some advice about my oldest son. He's 23 years old, and he still lives with his mom. And I'm worried about him turning into a beta. And I'm trying to motivate him out of her house. And I'm wondering how much I should be concerned about that or just let him find his own way out.
What did he say when you asked him to move?
He's pretty unresponsive. It's almost like he doesn't want to deal with the fact that it's something he needs to address. And the reason he's been staying with his mom to this point is the excuse he's using is he's been in school taking classes and working, which I understand, but he's 23 years old and he should have been on his own at this point.
Even if he wanted to go to school.
He'll be finished with school after Christmas, so that's not going to be an excuse coming up.
Well, what I would recommend, now that you've talked to him about it, told him he should be out on his own, you should just leave him alone about it and let him suffer. He may have to let him just live this life the way he want to live it. If you want to live it with mama, be a beta, that's up to him. You have warned him, but don't be on him about it. Don't push it.
Okay, just don't judge him about it. Just don't even bring it up.
Right. Don't judge him about it. You've already told him, you warned him, and don't judge him, and you move on with your life and let him live his own life. Because your mind will tell you, oh, you know how to have a better life. You're trying to tell him what's right and all that. But don't impose on him at all. You have warned him. Now let him live it. Let him suffer.
Okay. And I have taken some of your advice, and I've apologized for him about me and his mom not being together. Tried to let him know that, you know, I didn't leave him and his brother. I left their mom.
Yeah.
So
what did he say when you told him that?
He keeps his cards close to his chest. He's one of those people that doesn't say a lot verbally, but you can hear how loud their mind is. You can see all the thinking going on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, just wish him well now, and you live your life, and let him live his life.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate the advice, Mr. Peterson.
Okay, I wish you well, man.
Same to you.
All right, buddy.
Stay blessed.
All right. 888-7753-773. Female Monday. Let me go to Rocket out of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Rocket, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Rocket.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to call back. I called my mom over the weekend. She lives out of state from me. So I gave her a call this weekend, and I told her that I was sorry for getting angry, you know, with her and all. And it was more receptive than I thought. But then she started blaming me.
Of course.
And when she was blaming me, the one thing that was on my mind was, Jesse said this was going to happen. And I didn't, in that moment, the old me would have, but wait a minute, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. But I didn't feel the need in that moment. I just felt rest. Just let her say what she has to say.
Right on.
You know, it just felt like she... Like, I felt like she needed to get that out, so I just listened.
Nice.
Yeah.
And why didn't you FaceTime with her?
You know, I forgot, and I was just so, something just told me, okay, do it now.
Right
but
on. Okay.
Afterwards, I said, oh, my gosh, I was supposed to FaceTime. So I figured out when I go down to Miami, or I can try and call back.
No, you did fine. You move on now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't need to keep doing it over and over. You've done it. The opportunity came. You took advantage of it. Now you move on with your life.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. Have you forgiven?
Yeah, I just...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel a little different. I feel I'm seeing people for their situation now, how they are.
Yes.
Just accepting them. And I'm not trying to change them now. Just accept them for where they at in their lives and just, you know, move forward from there.
That's deep. You are now getting and understanding. Once, you know, God said, get it above all things, get an understanding. And when you get understanding, by understanding yourself first, what is or been driving you, it's going to help you to understand what's driving others, and you won't judge them. You're not going to accept what they're doing as good or bad or right or wrong. You're not going to judge them either way. You just understand what's driving them, and that's what love is.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
So stay with it.
I've been doing my prayer.
I was going to ask, stay with it, and how is that going?
You know, when I first did the prayer, when I first heard about you, and we heard about the silent prayer, perfect. It seems like now when I do it, I don't stay in it as long. I can feel myself coming out of it and going in.
Yeah.
I've been trying to be present as much as possible, and... I feel myself kind of easing out a little sooner than I did before, and I have so much that of the past that tries to come up.
Yes.
And I'll say to myself, that's a thought. You're a thought. Why am I thinking of this?
Yep.
You know, and I know that it's a thought, and a lot of stuff from the past, you know, my grandmother passing, all of that keeps coming back.
And that's what the devil does, because the devil cannot bring up the present. He cannot come into right now, because that's all you really have, right? And that's what God is, and the devil is not allowed. And his demons are not allowed in the presence of God. And so all that the devil and the evil spirits can do is to bring up the past or the future.
Yeah.
And they love bringing up the past. They'll bring up 100 years ago.
they love it. What is that when the song keeps playing in your head?
Just watch it and let it pass. Don't make a big deal of it.
Okay. Because a song, different songs, it stays there all day. And it's like, I don't want to think of that song. And I noticed, and I'll say, why am I thinking of this song? I don't want to hear this song in my head all day.
Well, just be aware. Don't fight against it. Just watch it. All you got to do for the rest of your life on earth is to watch now. Just stay present. Stay present. And I'm telling you, Rocket, I can't even find the words to express the life that you're going to have. Because you have been
that means a lot.
You have not been living your life. You've been living up until now. You've been living a false life. You've been living the life of the imagination, which is emotional. Up and down thoughts and feelings and looking for love and suicidal thoughts and loneliness and depression and worry and doubt and anger and fear and all that. Jealousy, envy, and strife. That's not life. That has never been your life. But that's the life you've been living. But now that you're waking up and the source, the spirit, the truth that's causing you to wake up, he has a better life for you. You're going to have a real life now.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
And stay with it. I don't care if the whole United States and the world, family members, your enemies come after you. You stay with it. You just stay with it, and God will fight your battle for you.
I will. And thank you. I will.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And don't be surprised if your mother tried to build an army against you now. She'd call up everybody and say, Rocket told me she forgive me. I don't know who she say. Who she say, I need to forgive her.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, and the family was like, Lord, I can't believe she turned against her own mama. How is she going to turn against her own, blame her mama? They're going to take her side because they can't see. Don't hold it against them either. They cannot see.
Yeah, they have already, and she has already, but I'm not going to let it distract me.
That's right. Amazing.
Yep, amazing.
Well, that's it?
I wanted to answer the question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
I think that as humans, we try so many things, but in doing so, we don't give ourselves a fair chance. You know, when you start a new business, I'm going to try to get a business set up instead of saying I'm going to, have a new business. You know, sometimes when we start new things, we say certain things that curse us, I believe, along the way that put doubt. It brings doubt in our minds. And I think that thing that you feel you need to have may not be what God wants you to have. So he's going to, you'll have it, but it's not going to last.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. And you said a lot, and I want to respond, but I can't. I'll put my tuition in on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay.
All right.
I have one more thing that I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Okay. One of my cousins betrayed me. We kind of grew up together. And I was wondering, is that someone that I have to forgive? Do I have to forgive her?
You don't necessarily have to go to her, forgive her, but just realize they cannot see. And now that you see what they are about, you move on and live your life. Don't hold it against them. They can't see. But at least you know now that's not your friend that that is your enemy.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not upset with her or anything, but I didn't know if that was something that I have to do, or I can just leave it. Just leave it.
If you're able not to judge her, meaning be angry at her because you understand how the mind works now, then you move on with your life and stop telling her anything.
No, I don't speak with her now.
Yeah, well, move on. But if you feel like you, let's say down the road, you feel like you judge her, you're angry at her, you just can't drop it, then you forgive her, you face her.
Okay, all righty.
I wish you well, Rocket.
Alrighty, thank you so much, Jesse. You've helped me out a lot, and with your unconventional ways. But I saw your message.
Right on.
Well, I saw the message above all.
Right on. Well, stay with it and call me again.
I will. Keep doing good work.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Right on.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Bree, is it Bree? Bree, a first-time call out of Michigan. Bree, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Bree.
All right. So I had a question. So my husband and I are having our first baby. And my parents, they have not been able to get along since I was a little child. And so now they obviously want to be involved in baby's life. But how, and we want to have like baby showers and stuff like that and get togethers. So how do you think that I should go about having them be a part of it without doing like separate gatherings?
Do you want them to be a part of it?
I do, because I know they really mean a lot to me, and they mean a lot to my husband as well. And I know they want to be a part of baby's life too.
So you want to know how to? So they're not together?
No, sir.
Oh, I see. And so you want to know, you're going to do this baby shower thing, and you want to know, should you have separate showers?
Yes, and like for when. No.
You have one shower, invite them both, and let them know both going to be there or they've been invited, and let them deal with that.
Okay. And what if they start arguing and getting mad at each other at the shower? Is it okay to tell them?
Yeah. Tell them what?
That they need to leave or get it together?
No, you should tell them to leave.
Okay.
Without any uncertain terms, no, y'all got to go. Bye.
Okay.
Because you and your husband got to take control of your lives, and you cannot or should not allow anyone else to interfere or destroy your life.
Okay.
Or make your life miserable.
Yeah.
So don't worry. Just because they daddy and mama, they don't have a right. You're a grown woman now. You know, they're not your parents in that they birth you, but that's it. They don't own you. You're an individual now.
Okay.
So you invite them if you want to, but if they come and they start some mess, you tell them quickly, y'all got to go.
Okay. All righty.
Amazing.
Well, thank you,
Jesse.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So how long you been married?
We are just recently married a couple months ago.
And so do you obey your husband?
I do, yes, sir.
Is that hard to obey him?
Not really. It's been that way really ever since we got together, so.
Right on. And have you forgiven your father and mother?
I have forgiven my mother. I have not forgiven my father.
Well, forgive him.
Okay.
So you have a long life.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Yes, I will do that.
I wish you well, and congratulations with the baby.
Thank you.
Is it a boy?
We don't know yet. Find out next week. So.
Tell your husband I said, real man made boys first.
Okay, I will do that.
No, I wish you well.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, Bree.
Yeah. Have a good day.
All right. Bye now. Right. Amazing. Female Monday. Kathleen out of Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kathleen.
I'm having quite a life right now.
You what?
I'm having a life right now.
Meaning what?
Just going through it.
Nice.
Yeah. Deep down, it is nice.
And how does it feel to be going through it? How do you deal with that?
You just got to sit and wait through it.
How are you dealing with it?
I try to just focus on practical things.
And how are you dealing with going through it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
What's making you cry right now when you think about it?
Well, what's going on is my husband and I were having, like, financial problems. And the way we decided to get through it was he went to the academy to try and become deputy in our town.
Uh-huh.
And he had the blessing, we thought, of the sheriff and the judge. He was very well-received in school, but he didn't get the job. And so it just put us further in debt, and now we're trying to pivot and figure out what to do, but the disappointment and the anger is terrible.
And what are you disappointed about?
That he didn't get it. You know, I feel like it was a huge setup. He was called aside to ask to do it, and now these people that gave us the go ahead to do it, and we had to ask for public donations to send him to school. You know, people knew we live in a small town, and you know, everybody knows everybody. People knew we couldn't afford it, and you know, now we could lose a house. You know, it's just crazy.
And so, is he feeling his way, or are you feeling his way?
He feels it, and I think he just expresses it different. It's really hard for him to move on from it and find something else. It's a huge shock. It's a huge shock.
And where are you getting your feelings from about it?
Well, I guess you'd say the devil.
No, where are you getting your feelings from about it? The situation.
I don't know. I guess you would say it's not me.
What would you say?
My feelings. Well, I would say, let me think. Where am I getting these feelings from? I guess, you know, when a bill comes in, and, you know, or we have a little homestead. You know, if we had animals get sick, we can't afford to take them to the vet, so we just have to put them down. You know.
And where are you getting the feelings from about the situation?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm gonna take a quick break.
Okay.
And I got one more hour to go. When I come back, I want you to tell me, where are you getting the feelings from about the situation, about the animals, about the bills and all that? When I come back, I want you to answer that for me.
Okay.
Hold on. Back in a moment. One more hour to go.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. There's a shooting down in Birmingham, Alabama. What was it, blacks? I don't know. The government shut down. Well, that's not mess. That's we hope. Just kidding. I don't know. It doesn't mean anything either way to me. Sri Lanka got an election, a Marxist guy or gal, and other things going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Female Monday, guys. September 23rd. Happy fall, everybody. It started yesterday. AD 2024. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls for Female Monday. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. I'm live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. And then Joelle Friday TV right after Hake from 11 to 12 Pacific. That's 1 to 2 Central, 2 to 3 Eastern. Joelle Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, not Friday. And then American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. He missed him on Friday, so did I. He couldn't do it, but the pilot was sick, but he should be back today, hopefully. And, of course, Punchy TV, the Punchy TV experts are going to be hosting a premiere, not live, premiere on 2 p.m. Pacific time today. And make sure you subscribe to Punchy TV on YouTube. That Birmingham shooting, Commune Nonsense Network, CNN reports, multiple people opened fire Saturday night in a bustling area of Birmingham, Alabama, killing four people, injuring 17 others. Police described the shooting as a targeted hit, quote unquote, that caught many bystanders in the barrage of bullets. More than 100 shell casings recovered from the scene at 5 Points South, a busy area known for their restaurants, nightclubs, bars, live music venues near the University of Alabama at Birmingham campus and downtown. With no suspects in custody, normally college towns are kind of nice, or at least a little bit nicer. You don't go to the south side, though. But not this case, not in this case, not that night. With no suspects in custody, Birmingham Police Department's partnering with the evil liberal FBI and other agencies to investigate, urging anyone with information to come forward. Not all FBI are liberals, right? Hopefully. Government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a spending bill on Sunday. I'm crossing my fingers. Not that I believe in that. On Sunday, that will avert a government shutdown. Oh, Lord. If passed by both the House and Senate before funding runs out September 30th. Still, even with a possible deal to avert a lapse in funding, standard procedures being to bring non-essential government funders functions to a halt will soon get underway for all federal government departments and agencies, an administration official told Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Should lawmakers fail to pass a funding bill, millions of federal so-called workers and military personnel would be affected. Prior shutdowns have also forced the temporary closure of some national park and monument facilities, supposedly, threatened nutrition assistance to low-income Americans, and caused flight delays. They are trying to get the people to be in pain rather than just the evil government. What a mess. That's my conspiracy theory about it anyway. Sri Lanka. Voters in Sri Lanka elected Marxist-leaning Anura Kumara Dissanayake, pardon my butchering of the name, Marxist leaner, as their new so-called president on Sunday, putting faith in his, a male, pledge to fight corruption and bolster a fragile economic recovery following the South Asian nation's worst financial crisis in decades. Dissanayake, age 55, led from start to finish during the counting of votes, knocking out incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, pardon my butchering of your Sri Lankan names, and opposition leader Sajith Premadasa. He has plans, he's promised a series of major reforms and vowed to dissolve parliament within 45 days of taking office. 75% of 17 million voters cast their ballots. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question. Where is your life? Why is your life one collision after another one? Why is your life one collision after another one? Nice. Why? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are in the whole wide world. And if you're a flat earther, in the whole flat earth, flat world. If you're a round earther, in the whole wide, round world. You can listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast all the shows. But in case you want to be taking care of some other business while you're watching, you can be watching live or listening live by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP Cash App. JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour Monday. What? Not JLP Cash App? What is it?
Bond JLP Cash App.
Oh, Bond JLP Cash App. He black. Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you, guys. Bond, I have the best team on this side of heaven. Really. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour of the show on Monday. Every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. I love upsetting men. I bet you do. All my life.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I hate to fight.
Let women take over.
Yeah, some right. of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Man up.
What now? So listen, I want to go back to Kathleen out of Texas. Kathleen dealing with some financial issue right now. Her husband didn't get the job that he had hoped for, and now she's concerned. Kathleen.
I'm here.
And so what was my question before the break?
Where does the thoughts come from, or where does the emotion come from?
Yeah, what is causing you to feel this way about the bills and things like that? What's causing you to feel that way?
I wanna fix it. I'm being my own God, trying to control it and fix it.
So you want to fix it, and who is the you that want to fix it? Who are you?
I don't know who I am, and working to fix it, you know, I see I'm kind of going in the same direction to becoming my mom, which I don't want to do. You know, I'm not, for the longest time, we felt that God's just saying, hey, just sit still and, you know, don't do anything about it, don't worry about it. But at the same time, you have to be proactive and put yourself out there to find work and to do things.
And so why don't your husband just go and find another job until you get this situation worked out?
Yeah, he's trying to work on that. I think he's just going through his own emotional thing. And so I'm trying to find remote work online. And
so where are you getting the feelings from that's causing you to cry and to, when the bills come, you feel a certain way? Where are those feelings coming from?
I think they're coming from my mind.
And are you your mind?
No.
And is your mind of God?
No.
So why are you listening to the mind?
It's true. You know,
Question. Why are you listening to the mind, the thoughts?
I think, I just think it's, nothing's going to change unless I do something about it.
And who's telling you that?
My thoughts.
And why are you listening to the thoughts?
They got me this far, but, you know,
but they got
out.
You right into hell.
Yeah.
And so why are you listening to thoughts?
Because I just don't know what to do.
Why are you listening to thoughts?
Because I want to do something.
And so the thoughts have always taken you the wrong road, down the wrong road. Do you love going down that road?
No.
Are you afraid not to trust the thoughts?
Yeah.
And why?
I feel like if I don't trust my thoughts, then, you know, what good am I? I'm just, you know, going to be nothing.
And what are you now by trusting them? What are you?
I think I'm something, but I'm not.
What do you think you are?
I think I could fix it. I think I could, you know, I just think that if nobody does anything, that nothing's going to get better.
But how, you have never your whole life been able to make things better. All of your life, you've only made things worse. Why would you keep trusting the thoughts?
Because it's just hard not to do anything.
What do you mean?
It's hard to just sit there and not do anything. I mean, I have learned to just, you know, take it as it comes and not overreact to it. You know, deep, deep, deep down, I feel so thankful to be in my position because I have nowhere to hide, you know. I can only deal with myself, and I'm forced to every day. A lot of people live comfortable lives, and they don't get that same experience. And I just
there's
feel
no
so,
one on earth that's not getting that experience.
Well, that's good to hear.
Why?
Because I've
why do you need to hear somebody else's misery so you can so you can appreciate yours?
That's true. I don't know.
That was a question.
I think probably I'm diverting
attention
from my own problems.
So how will you trust God as long as you're trusting the thought? You don't trust God. You trust the evil. That's why you listen to the thought. You're afraid to trust God. Why?
I guess I really never did it before.
Yes. Good point. Do you have food on the table?
Yeah.
So you're not hungry?
No, it's been tough, but
so you're not hungry, right?
No.
And you have a roof over your head?
Yeah.
So you're not living outside?
No.
And you're in pretty decent health?
Yes, sir.
So you're not sick?
It's true.
So So what do you have to worry about? Why not let tomorrow take care of itself? Your husband get up and go and find another job. He doesn't need to lay around and be lost and sad about a job he didn't get. Maybe it wasn't meant for him. Why not just go find a job that would pay the bills and then until other things open up?
Yeah.
So why not do it that simple way rather than tripping?
Yeah. We've been working on it. It's been hard, but, you know.
What is hard by saying, you know, I didn't get the police job. I'm going to go and cut lawn. I'm going to go and work at McDonald's. I'm going to go and drive trucks and do something until I get the job I want. Why not just simply do that?
I think it's just getting over the disappointment. You know, we thought we had it all figured out.
And that's the problem. You thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Why do you keep consulting with evil?
I'm used to it.
If I
didn't consult my thoughts and do stuff, you know, I was just raised that way. If you wanted something, you had to go get it all by yourself.
So
you know?
We go to unlearn the world's way. When will you unlearn the world's way? That's why you're in this situation, because the world told you, if you want something, go get it. And you went to try to get it, and everything you've gotten has done nothing but created another problem.
It's been going like that all my life.
Everybody's life that listens to thoughts. And believe me, all human beings listen to thoughts. They listen to the world. And the world says, you got to have whatever you want. You got to go for it. If you don't go for it, something is wrong with you. And you end up going for it. And you always, and will always get the wrong thing. It's never going to work. Why not just let life work instead of you trying to make it work?
Well, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, that's how I've been going my whole life, trying to make it work. And you're right, you know, it's never been working out. The only time it works out is, you know, at my own personal cost, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Or it seems like it works out just, you know, because I worked really hard, and then it worked out when maybe there was a more lighthearted way of going about it, not having to, you know, struggle, you know. I moved to the desert. I lived in a tent for 3 years, you know. Was that the easy way? Was that, you know, that was by my own choice. That was my own doing.
You have never made your own choice. Not one human being on this earth, around the world, has ever made their own choice. No such thing. You've always been influenced by evil up until you started now to wake up and be influenced by good. You cannot make a choice. The only choice you got to make now is whether you want to choose good. And then once you do that, you let go. But you have, just think about it. In reality, you and your husband have nothing to worry about. But you're in your head because things didn't go the way your imagination told you. Your guys are not hungry. You're not on the streets. You just go and get another job. You have you have kids?
No.
So it's just you and your husband?
Yeah.
Get rid of those stupid animals.
Yeah.
Go sell those animals.
Yeah.
But you got to come out of your head, and it's so simple. Okay, I didn't get the job I thought I wanted. I'm going to go and get another one until I can see what happened from there. That's all. And he's aiming to go get another job right now.
Yeah.
And if you're not working, I mean, if you don't have kids, you can go to work too.
Yeah, we've been working on finding work. It's just the summertime is always sparse on work, but it's going to change.
But you still can find work. There's no
there's
no such thing as you can't
absolutely
find work.
You're right.
And don't have in your mind that you got to have a certain kind of fancy job or this kind of job or that kind of. That's another setup. A job is a job is a job, and it's just there to help you function in a physical sense on earth. to buy food and to buy shelter.
That's right. I guess I just struggle sitting still, you know.
That's the problem. You won't be still because the spirit of evil inside of your imagination and emotions don't want you to, and you're listening to evil again.
Yeah.
You got to come out of your head, Kathleen. You got to live in the presence of now, meaning right here with God, or with the truth, with God all the time, and he will direct your path.
I believe that.
If you believe it, then stop listening to the thought. Wipe your tears away and stop listening to the thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, you really don't have anything to worry about at all. And the devil tell you, oh, look at the bills coming in. What about this bill? What about that bill? You get up and go to work, and you'll pay the bills. Get a job, do housekeeping, babysitting, whatever. Just get a job. Don't worry about a fancy, I got to have this telemarketing job where I can tell the world I'm doing this fancy work.
Yeah, I've been pulling weeds and cleaning people's houses. It's been sparse, but, you know, anytime they knocked on the door saying we're going to disconnect, we've always figured it out.
Yeah.
The bills, it just miraculously gets paid, you know.
And it will always get paid as long as you stay out of your imagination.
Yeah.
But you're letting the devil tell you, what about the next bill? Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Oh, the animals are getting sick. What about now?
It's, you know, we expected things after he got the job. I want things, you know.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Laid out all expectations. Have no expectation.
All right, like when you say, you know, don't want for anything.
Right.
You know? They say if you're going to start a business, the last thing you should think about is how much money you're going to make because you're going to repel that, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking, well, I want this. We want to have kids. We were going to do this. We were going to do that. And it just it just died right in front of us, you know.
Because you don't know what you want. You listen to the imagination, and the imagination is telling you what you want and what you need. And then you listen to your family, and then you listen to your friends, and then you listen to other so-called successful people. And it makes you think you know what you want. It's a setup.
Yeah. You know, I see some people with kids, and they're destroying them. And I'm like, well, that could have been you. You could be you say you want kids. Why? So you can destroy them?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only reason human beings want children, in order to have somebody else to destroy, and they feel good about it.
Yeah, you could totally see how it's just in the mind. It's
so
ego
why don't
thing.
You stop listening to those thoughts, Kathleen?
Yeah. I think I've just been intellectualizing it so much, and now I'm just going through it. You know, every day I have to walk myself out of anger and just be present, and I just focus on, okay, what can I do? Stop thinking about what I can't do and what I want to do. You know, what is there to do?
Don't even focus on what can I do or what is there to do. You just do what's in front of you. You see now that your husband didn't get a job, so now you guys got to find another job. So just go find another job. That's all to it.
Yeah.
You got to stop, if you want to be free, you got to stop consulting with the imagination. It just set you up one situation after another one, after another one. It's like going to those stupid counselors. With the PhDs and the doctor's degree and the psychology, and they have no clue. And all they do is take your money, and you're still screwed up.
It's true. I'm putting so much focus on stuff that's not real.
Absolutely.
I'm living in my head.
100%. What type of animals you have?
I have goats and chickens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, go kill those goats and eat the meat and kill those chicken and eat the eggs.
Yeah.
I'm just joking about that, but.
I wanted to build a processing plant. And I told my husband, hey, why don't you just design this animal processing plant? And I bet I could fundraise to get it up because we're so desolate out here. I think I could get that going. And we have stuff for people to hunt out here, so it could happen. It could work out.
Stay out of your head and just take it one day at a day, one moment at a moment. All right?
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and every night?
I could be better.
Are you doing the silent prayer? Well, suffer and die. What? No. Why are you not putting first things first?
I don't know. When I go into the silent prayer, it's hard to just watch the thoughts that come up.
And why?
Because I'm just so sick of sitting still. I just want to fix it. I just want to do something about it.
But that's not.
There's nothing I could do to fix it. I'd make it worse.
Absolutely. And why don't you realize that and let go within completely?
I guess I'm battling my ego to think that, it's just kind of like, well, why am I here? Why was I born? If there's just nothing I can do,
and that's
what's the point of doing anything?
And that's why you were born, so you could do nothing. And then God will do it through you. He will work through you, but you won't let him because you keep identifying and inviting and agreeing with evil. And so evil is working through you.
Yeah.
There's no Christina. You're not in control, and you're not making any decisions. There's no you.
Yeah.
And you're not even doing the silent prayer every day. What the?
Yeah, you're right.
You love to cry. That's why. You love your misery. You love your loneliness. You love your fears. You love your worries. You love your doubts. You love poor, poor, poor me. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You love your thrills.
I don't know how to be anything else.
You be something else by letting go of who you think you are. You're never gonna get my love, Mr. Beaster. Who do you think you are, Mr. Beaster?
Yeah, it's true. I think I'm something real special, and I can save the whole world. And
every human being thinks that. That's why the world screwed up. Absolutely. But listen, do the silent prayer. Come out of your head, and you'll see what to do right in front of you. You'll be fine. Go get a job. You tell your husband, go get a job. Don't sit around and whine over the jobs you didn't get. Go get a job, pay your bills, you'll be fine. Keep it simple.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. William, a first-time caller out of Europe. William, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, William.
I had a question about the silent prayer.
Uh-huh.
Last week, I was doing the silent prayer laying down. And from the darkness, I saw I think it's like a satanic eye. And it shook me like from the head to the toe. And I still closed my eyes and went through it, but my heart was beating fast and I was very scared, but I still went through it, but I don't know what that means. Have you ever Did it ever happen to you before?
Well, I haven't had that particular thing happen, but if you close your eyes and you relax and went through it, don't worry about it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't go into your head looking for answers for it. The Father will guide you. If there's anything you need to know about it, it will be shown. But just go through it. Just relax and let the Spirit of the Father take over.
Okay. I had another question. Like, I forgive my mother. And I was listening a lot of your videos, and you said, like, people don't really hate the father, right?
Most people don't resent their father. They think they do. And those who do resent their father resent it with their mother's anger because they have taken on the mother's identity, and they have taken on her complaints about the father, and they think that they're their own. They're yearning for their fathers, men and women.
Yeah, so I think my mom played with that. So I called my father and I told him, like, I didn't really hate him. And I went to see him. He lives, like, in Africa now. So I went to see him. And when I went to see him, I stayed 30 days. And at that time, he was very controlling. He was giving me, like, bad advice. He was trying to find me a wife. And I think he was doing it all for himself, like,
right,
to have people to the wedding, or he asked me to leave there so I can help him, or to send him money every month. So I started to resent him about that. And now I'm thinking, like, I have to forgive him again. But I'm waiting to see, like, the darkness in me. Like, I read your book and you said, like, you was watching in the mirror and you saw the darkness that make you forgive him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should just go and forgive him or wait till I see the darkness in me.
Well, one thing for sure, if you don't see that you need to forgive him, you need just move on. I would not give him money and do all the things that is he black?
Yeah, he's African, yeah.
I wonder why you're begging for so much. Are you black?
It's not like begging, like, directly, but indirectly, like, he's saying, like, send me money every month, and so I can put it in the bank, and you can come here and live because this is your land. And
oh, I see.
Something like that.
Are you black as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Here's what you do. You live your life wherever you want to live, and just say, oh, thank you for making, if you don't want to do what he's suggested, just say, hey, thanks for making the offer, but I'm okay right here. Thank you. And then he like.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the forgiveness. So my plan is, like, forgive him and then start, like, my journey to be awakened, you know?
Yeah, if you need to forgive him, if you see that you need to forgive him, then you do forgive him and then move on with your life.
Okay.
And don't let him dictate your life. You live your life.
Okay. One last question. Like, I'm thinking, like, to, like, control my sex addiction and get off sex. And I was wondering, like, how you did it. Because
your heart changed, right, from anger to love. And then you do the silent prayer and stop calling those things yours or you. You're not your sex traditions. You're not your color. You're not your mind. You're not your body. That is an old nature that you develop, which is from the devil. Everyone developed that abnormal nature, which is evil. And if you watch it but don't call it you, all those spirits will be taken away from you. You'll be fine.
It's just okay, but don't you think, like,
it's just an old nature.
Will help me with that?
I'm sorry?
Don't you think, like, if I stay off sex, that will help me?
It would definitely help you, but also stay away from the thought about it. It's in the thought. If you stay away from the thoughts, that will also prevent you from doing it. But you're right. Okay. Stay away from it, too.
Okay, Jesse, thank you.
I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
I will, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. So Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment.
Child molester. I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Support our sponsors. All right, don't forget to support our sponsors. Amazing, I appreciate it. Also, do all the social media stuff. Like, follow Rain the Bell, JLP on X and Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, and just all over the place. So like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and do all that. The Hake Report, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, the guy with the good hair, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, E-Black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 2 p.m., the Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy TV. Brand new episode today. Watch this.
It's different if a man cheats on a woman versus a woman cheating on a man. It's like disrespectful. A woman is supposed to respect her husband.
What good does it do? What good does all this talking do?
Are you advocating for being married or being in a relationship? Whatever happens, happens. It's no big deal.
People are dark. People are got problems.
So is that a pass? Would you say that's a pass for
a pass for cheating? Don't put that in the video.
Punchy. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. TV. So on YouTube and punchy.tv. That's our own network now. Isn't that amazing? Check it out at 2 p.m. today. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m., he's on fire. Energy. Real. Not on loan from God, but given to him. From God. A genius. A genius. He is such a genius, sometimes he forgets to do his show. I'm playing. Oh, man, at 4 p.m., all right? Let me go to Cody, a first-time caller out of California. Cody, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Cody.
Hope you're having a great Monday. I was wondering what your advice would be for me as a 21-year-old on how to start up my own businesses and how I would deal with the fear that Kamala Harris will be elected in the future, and what would I do if she does?
Okay. Well, I'll answer the last question first. Don't even think about that at all. Don't think about tomorrow. All you have is right now. And let tomorrow take care of itself. Take no thought about tomorrow. And then as far as starting your own business, one step at a time. Don't run around telling your family members and other people that you want to start a business. You just go and start your business. And don't compare yourself to other people who started a business or have a business. Don't try to be like other people. Just take it one step, one day at a time, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
About that, wouldn't I want to, wouldn't it be healthy in a way to compare myself to other people to want to be better than them and keep on improving and know that I'm never the best at something, or should I not think like that?
Good question. And what is better than someone else? How would you know if you're better than someone else?
Well, I'm never going to be better than someone else. So
why would you want to? Why would you want to do it thinking you're better than someone else? Because there's no such thing as better than someone else.
That's a good point.
So why would you want to get rid of that thought?
All right.
And then why not? Why would you want to compare yourself to others? Why don't you just live your life? You have one life to live. You are your own world. Why would you even take a minute trying to be better or compete with anyone? Why don't you just be you?
I don't know. I guess it's just ego or something.
It's all ego.
I guess I should
evil.
Just worry about myself and what I leave behind.
Nope. Don't worry about what you're going to leave behind. You just take care. You just live now. That's all you need to do.
All right.
And what do you mean by leave behind? What is it that you can leave behind?
Like, I want to have, like, 20 kids. I want to leave a legacy behind. I want...
And why?
You know? Because this... America's just falling apart.
And how leaving 20 children... My age. How leaving 20 children behind going to change that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe if... I don't know. I just would want to leave a good impact on the world.
Why?
And I feel like if I parented them right and taught them
will you having 20 children make the world better?
I guess it wouldn't.
So where you get that idea from then? Oh, if you had 20 children, you could make the world better. Where'd you get that idea from?
I don't know. I don't know. I just really want to have kids.
Why?
I'm not sure. I feel like it's just like a natural thing.
Where are you getting the thought from that you want to have kids?
It might be because I didn't have a dad in my life.
Right.
Like, I was raised just by my mom.
Yeah. And so you've been set up by your imagination. It is telling you that if you had children, you're going to be a better parent. You're going to do better. It's lying to you. And if you believe that and you do it for that reason, you're going to make children and you're going to screw them up too, just like you screwed up.
I should just let it come to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Not verbally, no.
And why not? How will you be free from her? How will you overcome her mindset and emotions if you don't forgive her?
I feel like if I try to forgive her, she's just going to turn it into an argument and she won't let me forgive her. I mean, I could just say and forgive her. You're right, but...
If she tried to argue, do you need to argue with her?
No.
Then that won't be a problem. If she try to argue, you be quiet, let her argue by herself. And you just say, hey, I'm forgiving you for what you've done to me. I realize now you can help yourself. And don't argue with her. You don't have to argue with her. As a matter of fact, I would suggest you not argue. Never argue with another person. Don't argue with yourself in your head, and don't argue with others.
All right.
How about that?
That makes sense. Worry about yourself.
Have you forgiven your father?
I've never really met my father.
Why not?
He's worthless. I don't know. He's I never met him. I shot pictures of him.
Why do you call him
worth?
Why do you call him worthless if you never met him?
Because he hasn't even attempted to reach out to me.
How do you know?
I don't know, but I have attempted to reach out to him, and I've never been able to.
And then how do you know that he what worthless? And you don't know why he hasn't reached out to you, right?
I have no idea why, yeah.
And so how can you have an idea about him and you don't know?
I can't. I shouldn't be judging.
Right, and why are you doing it then?
I don't know. I guess it's...
You're setting yourself for a horrible life if you continue down this road of believing your thought, living in your imagination.
All right.
Are you doing
the
silent
reality?
Yeah, you need to stay present. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Is that just?
You know
I'm
about
not
it?
Sure what the silent prayer is.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and start doing and do the silent prayer. Let me know what you think about it.
All right.
And forgive your mama, man.
I need to do that right now.
You got
to
face her.
I'll make a call to her right after this.
FaceTime with her, and so you can be looking at her if you can, so you can get your courage back. And don't worry about how she's going to react. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. Don't ask her to forgive you. You forgive her.
Yes, sir.
All right?
All right.
I want to do something for you.
Yeah.
I want you to hold on. I'm going to send you a free copy of my 7 guaranteed step to financial success, financial family and success guide.
I appreciate that, Jesse.
It's an amazing guide. And if you do the step, we use them in our entrepreneur class. It's a little small pocket guide. If you do it, you will succeed.
Thank you.
But you got to do it.
I have to read it and actually do it.
You have to do it. Read
it. It's my own fault if I don't succeed.
That's right.
Because I have to put the work in and do it.
If you do what it says, the 7 step, you cannot fail.
All right. Bet.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
So hold on. I want you to give my producer your address so we can mail it to you.
All right.
And your contact
Thank
in
you.
Case. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
I wish you well. Have a great Monday.
All right. Hold on. What's that boy name? Eric. Derek. Oh, you know my producer name. What the? Who? Write down his address and stuff so we can have the office send him a copy of the 7 Guaranteed Steps. All right. If you like a copy of or copies of the 7 Guaranteed Steps or any of my books, go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. Oh, and get his phone number too, just in case I'm being told. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. You can order it. I'll be happy to autograph for you, sign it for you. All right. Let me go to Rick. Out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Rick! Amazing. Wow. He's not even there.
I heard him in the distance.
Oh, you heard him? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I heard him in the distance, too. I think what Rick does is he called and he lay his phone down and he walk away. I think that's what's going on. Rick! 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mark, a first-time caller out of Florida. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing, Mark.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say you have a great show. I listen to it all the time. You actually answered your own question when you were talking to Colleen. And I did my own little prayer for her and her family. Just so they can find some financial freedom and, you know, things like that. I just love your show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Rick. Mark.
You can call me whatever. I've been called worse.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for your call,
yes,
man.
Sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Retro Memento. Bought a coffee. Retro Memento is female. Thank you, AIDS. Age of inversion docs her gender because I kept on calling Retro Memento a he.
Oh, you did?
Ignorantly.
Thank you. I'm sorry that James is ignorant.
I made an ignorant assumption. I forgot to mention, in South Sharpton City, also known as South Fulton City, the running water has turned brown. Never believe the white man did it. The Farrakhan Fonnie Willis City does it to themselves.
That's in Georgia?
Yeah, apparently. They make off with tax dollars and don't keep up with any basic infrastructure. Hake correct blacks litter always, says Retro Memento. Unless it's JLP's proper black trucker friend who texts him sometimes.
That's right. He never, believe me.
Black truckers never litter.
Never. And in particular, my friend who'd been texting me, ain't no way he would never litter.
Indeed. I know that. He's a proper black.
He's all the way. He's so black, he thinks he's white.
That's right.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Three coffees from Nikki. Yesterday's fellowship was everything I needed to hear.
Yeah.
It answered a question I've been asking myself for years. I feel like I've been set free. Dove with olive leaf emoji.
Right on. Amazing. Stay with it. And if you did not watch it live or you were not there yesterday, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing.
Crichton Hendren on Rumble asks, how does understanding come? Being silent?
Yes. When you doubt thoughts, understanding will come. Nothing left but understanding. And not intellect, but understanding. And above all things, get an understanding. And you're not going to understand what's happening outside of you until you can understand what's happening inside of you. Absolutely. Let thoughts go by watching them, and understanding will come. Amazing. Thank you.
See on C, three coffees, because instead of trying to change the way things are, all they're focused is where they should hide their money, talking about the whites, how many rices and canned goods they're going to buy, and what is going to happen with their wealth, not the love of the country, the love that you have for this country, saying, white people, wake up, don't let your country just completely disappear.
Right on. That's it.
Thank you. Well, she says, she changes the subject, I think. LOL, lots of laughs. My little boyfriend number two, he is too much like a Jesse. He's really working on himself. Just acts like he's wild and loud. Loud sign emoji laughing face with a sweat. And I have a third lover. Thanks for asking. Shh. Love you.
Thank you, Sia. Amazing. I got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. Two lovers and I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my first lover. Amazing. Thank you, Sia. Right on.
Sondizi, 33 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
Of course, 33.
Yeah.
I listened to Sunday's fellowship before I went to bed, and it was so powerful I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Floodgates of understanding were opened, and I couldn't stop the flow of inspiration. Hopefully those thoughts weren't from the devil. I don't think so. There's no way the devil could be that powerful.
You're right. I know exactly what you mean. Yesterday's fellowship was so amazing to me, and I'm up there supposed to teach it, right? And I learned so much. Until all yesterday after the meetings, it was like, it was just on my mind. It was like one thing after another, it was mind-blowing. And I just relaxed and let understanding flow. It was deep. Thank you. Stay with it.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Lori says, good morning. hake, I believe the original meaning for the devil hand gesture was to ward off demons. It was a good thing. The devil twisted the truth to make devil horns mean something bad. Just like the devil stole the true meaning for the rainbow, Satan got a copy of everything.
Yeah, he's always trying to pretend he is God. Absolutely amazing.
No more thoughts.
Thank you.
Bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another? Why is your life one collision after another?
Because my mama taught me to drive. Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Oh, that'll do it. What? No, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, though. Thank you.
Kenny, three coffees. My woman gave up coffee a few weeks ago and gets jealous that I've been buying you coffees, Jesse. Please encourage her to stick with it and stop being evil. Laughing face with tears.
Stay with it. Stay with it. And don't be evil. Stay with it. What the?
Eli, the exception in America, who unfortunately runs the home, mama. Who runs the schools, another mama. Who runs the companies, another mama. Now people want a mama to ruin America.
Yep.
If this happens, all men are doomed, and the next generation of men will be beyond beta.
Yep. You're going to, if anything you ever regretted in your life, you're going to regret that you allow women to take over America, take over the homes, and take over everything. You will regret it. You will suffer because you listened to the woman. Ain't no way around it. Okay. Thank you.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino, donation day on Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Top contributors on DLive, shout out Aries One, Games for Rec, Chaw Money, and Cradle to It's Not a Cult. Thank you guys for the support,
yeah.
The lemons, ice cream, and subscriptions.
Amazing.
That's cool. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to the first type of caller, Tony, out of North Carolina. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Tony.
All right, man. I come across, your program and everything you got going on. It was mind-blowing to me, and I really took to a lot of what you were saying. And, that forgiving my mother been on my heart a lot. I just couldn't come to doing it. Last night I was on the phone with her, and first off, I forgave her for not being that best son. I could have been a better son.
No, that's the wrong reason to forgive her. You could not have been any better than what you are because she recreated you in her image and you became like her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
How are you going to be free if you don't forgive her?
Well, I did forgive her. I did forgive her.
But you forgave her for the wrong reason. You said, according to what you just said, I forgive you for being not the best son. That's not the way to forgive her.
No. Well, I just wanted to, let her know that I apologize for not being the best son.
No, you can't do that. That's not forgiveness.
Okay.
You have to forgive her for recreating you in her image. She remade you in her image.
Yeah, and I felt that, and I did forgive her for that.
Did you tell her that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Because I noticed the resentment that I had for my father, and a lot of it was things that was said by her and
yeah.
Growing up through life, her opinions and. Her thought process, and it made perfect sense. And unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to apologize to my father because he passed in 2017.
Oh, okay. Well, just remember, he did the best he could, too. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I've never called a radio show or anything like this, but the inspiration that you and your staff puts out is truly amazing.
Amazing.
And I tell you what, man, anything that I can catch of yours, I do. one thing I want to run past you real quick that was kind of mind-blowing to me. I'm just going through a rabbit hole of YouTube last night, and I come across a presidential debate from 1992. It was Bush, Ross Perot, and Bill Clinton. And I was born in 88, so I was 4 years old at that time. But I was just interested in seeing what they was debating about
right.
30 years ago. And crazy enough, it's the same things that's being debated about today.
Absolutely, like there was, man.
There wasn't much that yeah. was, you know, other than, you know, more on the border. But it's like, where's our progression?
That's right.
And that's a little mind blowing for me.
Tony, I wish I could talk to you more, but the show is about to cut off. Call me again, man, and stay with it. Call me again, all right?
All right, thank you.
We're about to end right now. Call me again. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. H-A-K-E Report. You don't want to miss the Hake. The guy with good hair. And then Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. And then American. And then Puncher TV at 2 p.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4. A lot of stuff, huh? Rick out of Virginia. Oh, Rick, don't stay with his phone. What the? And then Justin out of California, the call that just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Country Western Tuesday. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. You will love it. Believe me if you want it. If you don't want to, stay in your hair. Live your life in your hair. I'm fine. Nothing against you. I won't judge you or anything. But for those who want, men and women who want to be free, forgive your mothers, forgive your fathers. God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness to them. You forgive them. God will forgive you. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Do the prayer and watch. That's all you have to do. Watch. It's just thoughts. It's not you. Have a good one. Thank you for the super chats and all of your support. I'll be back tomorrow. The Hake, H-A-K-E, is coming up now. And he had on a very interesting shirt. I just paid attention to it because, no, he always talks about his shirts. What the? And a lot of that there's something to write home about. I'll be back tomorrow, folks. Have a good day. Thank you. Justin in California. Bye. Take care, folks. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself. Your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization.
You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.